It is 9:05 here on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. It's the third Monday of the month. That means Chamber of Commerce time, and Andrea Bloom joins me now. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Tony.
You're able to make it in on time despite the snow, right?
I know it's not the 21st yet, but I feel like it's officially winter.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
Yep.
And then they start getting longer, so that's
hallelujah.
Good news.
Hallelujah.
All right. And then later in this half hour, we will be joined by from Fletcher Development, Annette Perry. So we'll get to Annette. But first, let us talk about what you've been doing at the Chamber.
Oh, not much. No, just kidding. We have okay. So much going on.
All right. So
okay,
coming
we're
up
done.
Next.
It's been really exciting. There's been so much going on at the Chamber. You know, obviously it's the holiday season. So, you know, we're looking at all the small businesses in town. We're really promoting them. We want everyone to shop local. I'm personally shopping local. I'm only buying things here in town. And I know it's hard because people want to shop on Amazon, but try to shop in town if you can, because 67 to 70% of every dollar spent stays in our community. So that's so important. That pays wages, that pays taxes, that pays everything. So it's so important to shop here in town. So I just want to have that public service announcement, make sure people are doing that, because right. It's so important. But the Chamber's been really busy. We have been attending, you know, lots of events in town. See, you know, we have a lot of nonprofit stuff going on. There's just so much to be a part of in Greenwich, from musical performances, art galleries, dining, hiking, nonprofits, volunteerism. We're just an incredible town. So there's just, you know, there's no shortage of things to do, as everyone knows. We, since I last saw you, had our business after hours at the Country Table, which was a huge success. We sold out. Jeff Laszlo just provided the most delicious food. It was just really over the top. It was more than we had expected. It was lovely. He just did all of his Thanksgiving foods. And there was a bourbon tasting. There was a wine tasting from Glenville Wine and Spirits. And Ableist was there selling gifts. And that was great because people could put their pre-orders in for the holidays, which you can also do now. You can put your pre-orders in for the holidays for Christmas if you want something for New Year's. They have really great gifts and lots of little they have two full-time florists that work there. So it's a great place to pick something up if you're going to a party, you know, for a hostess gift. So I always recommend that. And what else do we have going on? Oh, our holiday party. That was huge. We had that on Tuesday. It was at the Greenwich Hyatt, also sold out. And it was just great. Such a beautiful setting. They had it decorated for the holidays. The hotel itself was actually sold out, so it was really busy. The movies were sold out. I don't know if anyone has been to that movie theater yet, but it's pretty awesome. They have like heated seats that recline, and you can bring drinks in there, and you can have chocolate-covered popcorn. It's really a cool space, and we need that in Greenwich because we don't have our movie theater anymore. So it's a nice alternative. And then you could have a little snack at the bar, which is also lovely. So check that out. What else? Yeah. So the Choral Society performed, and that was really beautiful. It just really set the mood. They kind of sang everybody in when they came in, and they're celebrating their 100th year, which I don't know if you heard, but it's all over town. It's a big deal. Someone said they don't look 100. Very funny. But yes, they've been in the community for 100 years, which is really something to celebrate. So we're excited for them.
All right, good. Who's Sean Nair?
Oh, Sean Nair. He is the general manager of the Hyatt.
Okay.
And a new member to the Chamber board. So it was great to have him there, and he helped get the Hyatt ended up hosting our event, which was fantastic. And yeah, we're really, really happy about that.
All right, good. So very festive couple of weeks since we last talked. Okay,
very.
So we're going to take a break, get more with Andrea Bloom, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, and then Annette Perry, Director of Operations for Fletcher Storage. I guess they're the January business after hours host. So we'll look forward to talking to Annette in the last 10 minutes of our show this morning. We'll take a break and come back with more here on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Every Tuesday morning at 9, the curtain goes up on Center Stage with Pamela Kuhn, focusing on arts and entertainment. Pamela searches for the artist's creative journey and interviews guests ranging from singers, musicians, dancers, actors, visual artists, and authors. It's the show about the artists and their craft and the personal stories that make up their incredible lives. That's Center Stage every Tuesday morning at 9 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
.9/11 here on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce segment, Andrea Bloom. And later in the half hour, we'll speak with Annette Perry, Director of Operations for Fletcher Storage. All right, Andrea, tell us about, ribbon cuttings. What's going on? Lots of ribbon cuttings?
Lots of ribbon cuttings. Yeah, we have a lot of new businesses coming to town, which is great for us. We're very excited about it. We had a ribbon cutting actually the same day as our event at the Country Table and in the same neighborhood, in the Glenville neighborhood, which is really, it's my neighborhood, and it's just thriving. There's a lot going on there, a lot of new things coming in, and so we're happy for that. The ribbon cutting was at the Practice, Habits for Health Span, and that's in the Mill. I don't know if you know where the Mill building is, but it's in that space, and it's a really amazing business. They have this four-step process that they do where they do a full evaluation of your health and like kind of where you are. And it's not like going to the gym. It's more like setting up a plan for you to extend your lifespan. So the people that are, you know, joining this are people that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, it's not for like 20-year-olds pumping iron at the gym. So it really gives you a plan, looks at your nutrition, looks at your balance, looks at your cognition, all the things. And they have a special going on right now through January. So it's a nice time to take advantage and learn a little bit more. And while they're doing the evaluation, they're training you at the same time. So you're getting a training session.
All right, for New Year's resolutions.
It's great for New Year's resolutions.
Hopefully, you'll stay past January 2nd.
I know, I never do it, but I'm gonna do this.
All right,
I'm dedicated.
Okay.
So we do have four new ribbon cuttings in January, and two that are coming up soon. January 6th, we have the Hospital for Veterinary Surgery, and then on the 22nd, we have the Veterinary Eye Care, and they're both at 100 Putnam Green. Which is in Putnam Green. I guess there's an office complex in there.
Are they affiliated?
They are affiliated, okay. Yes, but they're okay. Separate entities. So it's interesting. I was just actually mentioning this to Annette. Like, their animals have so many eye issues, and you don't realize. So it's nice to have someone nearby that has a specialty. You know, like, this is the time of year when cats get eye infections, or, you know, God forbid, a dog, you know, has a fight or something. It's usually the eye that has damage to it. So I think it's really great to have that locally for us. Another ribbon cutting that we have coming up is Venture X Studio. Venture X is at 200 Pemberwick Road, and they are a share space. So you can have an office there. You can share an office. They are going to have networking programs. They are going to be featuring many of the Chamber's events, which will be great because the space is really fantastic. And they have a bar in there, so you can have coffee and snacks all day if you work there. It's just a really nice co-working space. So if you want to get away from your family because you don't want to you want a door that closes, that's the place to go. So they're opening up. And then another eye care place, but for people. This is Pro Eye Care, and that's at 115 Putnam Avenue. They have another space. They were in Greenwich, and it's Dr. Lazar, who's a very well-known eye doctor in the area. So that's going to be a great space, and they've kind of expanded. They're going to have evaluations and eyeglasses. So they're going to have like a nice selection of glasses for you to choose from. Okay. So that's nice, too.
I'm surprised he doesn't call himself Laser and not Lazar.
right? Well, yeah. Well, she doesn't do...
Lazar eye surgery. No, laser eye surgery. Okay.
Lazar. Yeah. Okay. I think it's... I'm pretty sure it's Lazar. That's what I was told.
All right.
And then one other thing.
DeChicos.
Right. Yeah, DeChicos. I can't
finally,
wait for DeChicos.
Finally. When?
Well, it's not official yet. Okay. We don't know the official opening because, you know, these things take time and it is winter. But they're moving right along. And we've been in touch with... the owner, and we're working on some plans for a grand opening extravaganza. So we're looking forward to that. That's a big one that's going to happen in Glenville.
Mm-hmm. You figure
I'll keep everybody posted.
In the new year, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A couple
oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. They've got some ways to go, but it's really, it moves along quickly. I'm surprised. It's looking good, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then would you like to hear about the new members?
Let me see. Wait, you got one more.
I do.
Cybersecurity.
Oh, excuse me. Yes. So we are doing some educational programs. We're starting to program those into next year. So we're working on a cybersecurity for small business roundtable with one of our members who he is just like a whiz with all this stuff, John Manganiello from Accelerate Partners. And he'll be doing something, hopefully, Adventure X is where we're looking to do this. So we'll have more information about that in the upcoming year. So just check out our website. We keep all of our things posted there, and we send out to our members, get on our mailing list, and we'll let you know what's happening. The other thing is we are looking for speakers, and we are looking for people to present. So if you have a business and you do something interesting and you want to provide some education, give us a call, and we'd love to have you speak to our members.
All right, good. All right, let's get to new members now.
New members.
Milestone, looks like.
Yeah, we did. We hit a milestone. I was so surprised. This just happened last week. We hit 100 new members. So that's really great because I started in March. It's not even a full year, and we have 100 new members. So I think that's really says something about our business community and how dynamic it is, and people are getting involved and really looking to promote their businesses, network, and build our community. So I'm very excited about that.
Now, and, you know, it's interesting because you mentioned also renewing members. So it's one thing to have them join. You want to keep them, though, right?
Of course. Yeah. We have a lot of renewing members. I don't know exactly how many renewing members we have because it's been varying from month to month. But by the end of the year, I'll know exactly. But many. And we really appreciate that because that just, some of these businesses have been here in town for, 70 years. They're multi-generational. We have one business that's 125 years, Griffin Harris, 75 years. They're really committed to the community. Toyota of Greenwich is another one that's a multi-generational, been here for years. So that's exciting. I think it's worth celebrating. And it makes a community what it is. People know that they can go there. They trust these businesses, and it's important. So we're excited for them.
All right, good. All right, we're going to take a break. Andrea Bloom, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. Come back with Annette Perry, Director of Operations, Fletcher Storage, High-End Storage Solutions. So we'll talk with Annette coming up in just a couple of seconds and tell you a little bit more about Annette that you might not know also. So stay with us here on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere.
Got any gadgets? Get online protection. NordVPN has a ho-ho holiday deal just for you. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro feature helps you avoid malware, phishing, and annoying trackers. Just a few taps and you're safer online. Let your gadgets sparkle with online security. Go to NordVPN.com and get up to 77% off plus 3 extra months. NordVPN.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. And by Finocchio Brothers, we knows our business. From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, Greenwich Matters every Thursday night at 6 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Coming up at 9:20 here on AM 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. Last segment with the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, then we'll turn things over to Tony B. Brave Americans. Michael Wilcoxon is Tony B.'s guest. All right, Andrea Bloom, going to have you do the honors and introduce our guest.
Well, thank you. My guest today is Annette Perry.
She's the director of operations for Fletcher Development. And yes, they do have a high-end storage solution space, but there are multiple businesses within the umbrella of Fletcher. So we're going to let her tell you a little bit more about that. Welcome, Annette.
Andrew, thanks for having me.
We need a microphone in front of you there, Annette.
Can you hear me now?
Maybe I should give her one of these, too.
Oh, there we go. All right, and you stay on that
mic. I'm going to stay on this mic.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Right, Annette was on Dancing with the Stars.
She was, and so was her husband.
All right, so you're a
dancer. That's how they met and fell in love.
Is that right? You met on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, we met at a dance studio where we were training in Manhattan, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. But we're here to talk about something more mundane, storage, but very important.
Very important.
Very important.
Tell us all about
it. It's become really a big thing, hasn't it?
You know, I was fortunate to join Fletcher Development that did a lot of real estate, residential, commercial construction. And out of that, they actually opened a 150,000 square foot high-end storage facility up in the Reading Ridgefield area. That's it's a beautiful facility, and it kind of brings everything full circle from everybody who's renovating and construction and have to move all of their contents out of their house or, you know, moving in from out of state. And it allows a multiple solution. It's a business that's oriented to multiple facets.
You're involved with that? Because I live in Ridgefield, so it's that one up
yes.
on Route 7.
Yes.
I think it's just north of the Reading Veterinary
yes,
Center, I believe.
Yes, it is. I just drove past it. Is it on Route 7? No.
Yes.
No. Yes, that was
something else when I moved in, and then they tore it down. I don't know if they tore it down, but yeah.
So, and that has, you know, it has wine storage in their lockers. It has car storage in there.
Okay, so I was going to ask you what high-end storage is, so it's not for clothes, it's for cars and airplanes and things like that.
Everything.
Oh,
it's got lockers. It even has design services for white glove services. A lot of designers use it to, you know, when somebody's buying furniture, they can catalog it and store it there, and then they take them out one by one as they need it as well.
I mean, that's got to be a pretty, high insurance, high security type of place, right?
Yes, it is. And, because it's new and we monitor humidity and, temperature control regulations, a lot of people come for that reason because it's so clean and it, you know, offers a secure, safe space for their products.
Yeah, you think if you're, if you're remodeling your house or you're building a house, right, and then you have all the furniture delivered, you don't want to put it right in the house. So you have to store it somewhere. So that's a perfect solution.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but Fletcher Development started in construction. We do everything from ground-ups to renovations to estate care to maintaining properties. And we're sort of a one-stop call for everybody. And it takes the burden and the ease off people from thinking, oh, my God, even as simple as my car needs an oil change and I have multiple properties and I don't live here, we will take your car in for an oil change.
I hate when that happens.
Multiple
properties.
I know,
and multiple
here I am
cars
somewhere and, else.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But that is a real thing that happens. So, I know when I was working at Northwestern, we had concierge service and you would drop your car off and someone would do all the things for you while you were at work. So it is a great service to have, especially if you're not here.
So Fletcher is Ryan Fletcher.
Ryan Fletcher is the owner, yes.
Who's Wakefield?
Wakefield is a company that Fletcher joined last year. It's now Fletcher Wakefield, and it's a design showroom over 10,000 square feet in Stamford. And it's a trade-only showroom that provides hundreds of vendors to the trade, as well as providing products in the showroom. From furniture, from couches to dining room tables to curtains to blinds and vanities and closets and kitchens, you name it, we have a showroom that can provide anything that an interior designer might need.
That's incredible.
Why has it become such a big thing?
Which part?
Any of it, the storage thing, even for folks like me, low end or high end.
Space, right?
Yeah.
Because you need more space and we have a lot of stuff. And when people downsize or move out or just want keepsakes for the next generations, they need a place to put it.
Is this high end storage of cars and furniture? Is that a relatively new business, or has that been around for a while?
I think cars have been around a while, but I think especially with high value, and antique cars, most buildings are built with two garage spaces, and a lot of collectors don't have the room to store these cars, and storing them outside in the weather elements and not being charged with trickle chargers, disconnecting the batteries, I think it offers a solution that people don't have to necessarily upgrade their homes to cater to all of their belongings.
Right, or buy another building to put all your cars in. You could just store them here and know that they're safe and, you know, they have the batteries and everything that they need.
Do you actually wear white gloves there?
Yes, it's required.
It's required.
Absolutely. Okay. Must happen.
Okay. Now, so you have a showroom in Stamford.
Yes.
You have the storage in Richfield, Reading. Where else?
Correct. And then we have our home base offices in Stamford for all of our project managers. We have a lot of in-house labor, so we take care of our construction and maintenance with our infield crew. And we have numerous project managers that go out, and whether it's renovations or ground-ups, we schedule everybody according to what projects are in the pipeline. And no job is too big or too small. If you have just, a powder room that you want to upgrade or a master bedroom, I think there is sort of a misconception that, a luxury builder will only do something of a certain value, which is not true. We have a labor force, we have project managers that only fill their time up with small projects.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's what I need.
Your powder room?
Powder room.
Yeah.
Yep. I need it done. I'll call you. But we also have our business after hours coming up, which we will be having at Fletcher.
So you've been having it in the storage place?
No, we're going to be having it at the design showroom.
At the showroom.
At Stamford,
okay.
Which is going to be amazing because I love seeing all the different, all the things that you can put into your house and all the different textures of the materials. Do you have an area where you have?
We have a full library of just textures and fabrics and sample walls and hardware and legs and metals and cushions you can sit on from, soft, medium, hard, depths of couches, everything that you can try in person.
So, it's basically like a design center,
right?
Yes, it is. Don't they have a huge design center in the city? But this is so much closer. It's
here. Exactly.
Right by us.
Where in Stamford?
It's at 88 Hamilton Avenue. It's in Stamford, which is right off exit 9. It's very close to the...
Not far from AmeriCares, right? Isn't it in that area?
It is in the same building. It's unit 4, yeah.
There we go. Okay, Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that. All right. So, when is the event?
January 22nd.
Oh, okay.
5:30 to 7. And, everyone come by, check it out. We want you to see this, especially designers. I think they'll love it. It's going to be, anybody that's a builder, anybody that's a designer, anybody that just wants to see or get some ideas for themselves about things they might want to do in their house or, mm-hmm. I think it's a great opportunity, and our members will be there and also non-members, and it'll be really fun. And
that'll be the week of our next get-together on the 19th, I think, is the date.
I'll remind everyone
Thursday, right?
to join us.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
And then finally, Annette, how can people get in touch? Do you have a website, other types of things?
We do have a website, FletcherDevelopmentLLC.com, and that will also spin you off into our Fletcher Wakefield and Fletcher Storage. And if anybody wants to email me, my email is Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, at FletcherDevelopmentLLC.com.
Fantastic. Annette Perry from Fletcher, Estate Care, Showroom, Storage, and everything
Family
else.
Of companies.
Family of companies.
All
right.
Do it all.
Fantastic. All right. And Andrea Bloom.
Thank you so much.
Chamber of Commerce. Appreciate your time this morning.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Absolutely. Same to you. Merry Christmas.
You.
Happy New Year. And we'll talk next year.
Sounds good.
See you next year.
See you next year.
All righty. That's our segment with Andrea Bloom, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, third Monday of each month. Next Monday will be Greenwich Police Chief James Heavey. I'm Tony Savino. Stay tuned. Tony B. standing by with Brave Americans. Michael Coxon is his guest on AM 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.